Tar barrels were burning in the streets of Fort Leavenworth to ward off the cholera on the day our white-hooded wagon set sail on the western prairies.
Our city of tents dissolved like snow in a summer sun, and clouds of black smoke drifted over us as we pulled out.
600 miles of constant danger. Not a pleasant prospect, but on the last night before we started, I laughed with the rest, joked about roasting our bacon with buffalo chips, and the enjoyment we'd derive from the company of the skeletons that would strew our pathway. Hezekiah Brake.
The timid were always frightened, but most felt safe enough, for the train now numbered more than 500 wagons.
Our mules and horses graze the way, with oxen pulling wagons. Threats increasing day by day, under clouds just like dragons.
Frightening thunderstorms came up suddenly, sweeping over us. When the sky darkened and forked lightning sent thunder rolling, the drivers would wheel the wagons so the mules' backs were to the storm, and sheets of drenching water would fall from the skies.
A fine white mist would come through the tightened canvas, and small pearl beads glistened in my mother's hair. Then as suddenly as it had come, the storm passed away.
We emerged from the wagons to stretch our cramped limbs and see the golden sun shining through the scattering clouds. Our storm, a tattered beggar, limping off across the distant hills.
The rain ceased, and we reached wood and water. Camp kettles, skillet, and coffee pot were brought out. I ate supper with a relish that people who live in houses know nothing about. Dr. Michael Steck, 1852.
Only a stomach capable of digesting feathers in a wad could survive the feed we got. Taos Lightning, or Mule Skinner's Delight, was the only antidote.
Captain Aubrey told us how the muddy water in the buffalo wallows had often saved human lives. One dying of thirst, he said, does not stop for gnats or other impurities. Captain Aubrey taught us to put two small sticks over the top of the coffee pot to keep it from boiling over, so he would not waste a single precious drop.
One afternoon in the Perea Gonzalez section of the caravan, an exhausted man who had stretched himself out upon a wagon tongue and fallen asleep rolled off and was trampled to death. Too much awake, too little water. Men go to sleep anywhere.
Perhaps as a result of our carriage having turned over a few days earlier after Pawnee Rock, my baby arrived 2 months too soon, and died there at Bent's Fort.
With a rush and a roar, hail devastated everything, or voracious grasshoppers devoured evergreen thing but the prairie grass.
Once, just where I was about to put down my hand, I heard a sudden rattle and came face to face with a rattlesnake coiled for business. There is nothing nobler than to put up with a few inconveniences like snakes and dust for the sake of absolute freedom.
I am a poor